Good afternoon and welcome to Talk of the Town here on Giant 1570. I'm Brad Hart, your host, and joining us in studio this afternoon is registered nurse Stacy Carney with the FHN Vein Center. How you doing, Stacy?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, tell our listeners a little bit about the Vein Center and how long it's been around.
Well, we opened in August of 2016. We've definitely expanded since that time. It's been a great resource for the patients in our community.
What exactly is your role at the Vein Center?
I kind of refer to myself as the ringleader amongst our team.
The ringleader?
The ringleader, yes.
What does the ringleader do?
I just basically make sure that everyone is where they need to be to best serve our patients.
Mm-hmm. Now, I guess it's been, you know, as you mentioned, very popular, the Vein Center, and it's expanded since opening in 2016. What types of services are offered there?
Our main priority is diagnosing and treating venous reflux, which essentially just means that the valves inside a patient's veins are not working properly, causing a backflow. And we do offer two types of procedures to treat that. One is an endovenous laser ablation. That's a big word.
No kidding.
Essentially, all that means is that we start an IV in the patient's leg, and we treat the vein that's been causing the issues. We put a laser fiber up into the vein, and essentially it burns the vein, causing it to close, which redirects the blood back into the working veins or the deep system. And then the other type of procedure we do is called a microphlebectomy, and that's where they take tiny little stab incisions to remove those big, thick, ropey-looking veins, the varicose veins. And that also helps with the patient's problems.
The way you explained it, and you sound more like a doctor than a nurse. Yeah. Good job.
Thank you.
Hey, what types of providers and technicians work there?
For technicians, we actually have three ultrasound sonographers. We have Nikki, Emily, and Jen. We have three providers now. We have Dr. Castro, Dr. Urban, and Dr. Levine. She's our latest female provider that we have.
Hmm. Now, you know, I guess people may think of varicose veins as a cosmetic problem, but I guess it's really much more than that. What causes that problem?
It can be a multitude of factors. Not necessarily age-specific or gender-specific. It can be caused from genetics as the biggest predisposing factor. It can be from a leg injury. It can be from multiple pregnancies. It can be from having a sedentary type job where you're standing all the time or sitting too long. It's multifaceted.
Hmm. Now, when does it become an issue that, you know, should be really treated with surgery?
I usually tell the patients that when it's starting to interfere with their activities of daily living, they're having problems sleeping, walking, doing what they need to do, whenever their pain is not easily controlled by something over the counter. And just whenever they feel like it's time to have something done.
Hmm. What are some of the symptoms that people can suffer and can be addressed with the surgery at the Vein Center?
Well, obviously, it's like you said, it's not so much a cosmetic issue whenever they have the big ropey veins. They are having pain with it. They're having cramping, a feeling of heaviness, itching. Sometimes if they end up with a discoloration to their lower leg, that means that they've had this for quite a while. And what that is, it's actually from the back pooling of the blood. It's the iron and leaking out of their blood, and it's causing a staining on their skin. Hmm. I've had some patients come in and said that, well, I thought this was just from getting old or, you know, age-related. And I said, no, that's actually a stain from the iron in your blood. And over time, that will cause the skin to break down that could lead to skin ulcers.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, is the surgery complicated?
Not at all. It's all done under a local anesthetic. They literally walk in, they walk out. There's no downtime. We want them up moving as much as possible.
Is it covered by insurance?
Yes. Most insurances, Medicare and Medicaid.
Can cosmetic type vein issues also be treated at FHN?
They can. It's referred to as those little spider veins, and we do a procedure called sclerotherapy. We do have a package for that. It's not covered by any insurance companies because it is cosmetic, but we have a package for $325, which covers their initial consult, the initial treatment, and then their follow-up.
What kind of recuperation time are we looking at for this type of vein surgery?
Really none at all. Most of our patients are able to go back to work the very next day. Like I said, we want them up and moving. They will have some slight discomfort as their veins are closing down. I don't want them to feel like, you know, this is just a complete walk in the park. So they will have some mild discomfort, which is usually relieved by over-the-counter NSAIDs or like ibuprofen.
Now, if one of our listeners is interested, how can they find out if they're a candidate for vein surgery?
Well, what they could do is attend one of our free screenings. We hold those once a month. Our next one is going to be on October 24th. Then we have one in November on the November 19th, and then December 11th. They could also log onto our website at www.fhn.org, or they could possibly just call our vein number at 599-VEIN. Or 599-8346. I'm also going to be having a booth at the Ladies' Day Out event in Lena on November 23rd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. if anyone would like to stop by and learn a little bit about venous reflux and get a brochure.
Do you have any idea how many folks you treat in a year?
Oh, my goodness.
Roughly, I mean.
Hundreds. Yes.
And I would imagine hundreds. That's risen dramatically over the past 3-4 years, right?
Oh, definitely. We've went from working 3 days a week to 5 days a week.
No kidding.
Yes.
Are there other vein centers around? Is this fairly common or not?
There, I believe there is in Madison, and I know there is in Rockford, but in our immediate area, I think we're the only one. So, because we've been receiving patients from all over, from Darlington, Wisconsin, down south past Savannah. So, yeah.
It's quite a wide range. You kind of touched on this already, but if where can people find out more about screenings and learn more about the Vein Center?
Like I said, they can log on to our website at www.fhn.org, or they can call our main line at 599-8346 or 599-VEIN.
Stacy, as always, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town with Stacy Kearney, a registered nurse and ringleader at the FHN Vein Center. I'm your host, Brad Hart, and you're listening to The Giant 1570.